The musician Ben Folds has had a wide-ranging career. He's best known for his pop rock ballads, but he's released an a cappella record. He was a judge on the TV show The Sing-Off. He's collaborated with William Shatner. And now he has another accomplishment to add to the list, a three-part concerto. That's from Ben Folds' new album, So There, which is a mix of classical and pop. Ben Folds collaborated on the album with the New York-based classical ensemble Y Music. Ben Folds joins us now from our studios at NPR West in Los Angeles. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Let's start, if we could, by listening to the song Capable of Anything. You've got so much going on here in this song. How do you arrange a song like this? What is the process when you're working with Y Music?
That particular song was my one-time foray into trying to use a GarageBand on my iPad. So I made little notes, you know, that way as to the way I was hearing the song arranged, and then I got together with the two principal arrangers in the group, and we made it so.
How do you do it? I mean, do you write... Do the words come first? Does the music come first?
Well, every song on this record was its own animal. There was one song where I brought in charts. I'd written them myself for a tune that had no words, no nothing. I barely knew what was going on, but I wanted the concerto to somehow tie in with the record. So I brought in something that almost sounded like part of the concerto. And then I wrote words after the fact.
Through shiny streets and dirty snow, blue skies and dead mess.
Almost all of the arrangements, pretty safe to call them three-way collaborations, Rob, CJ, and myself. You know, their group is has very idiosyncratic, you know, tendencies. They all are very unique players, and they know how to make this work for their group. So, you know, we're scoring, you know, wins that you wouldn't dare throw at an orchestra. They couldn't do it. Particular kind of arpeggios, arpeggiating that sounds like a synthesizer that we do between the bass clarinet and a piccolo. And they're flying. I mean, they shouldn't actually be able to play this tightly together. Orchestras don't, as a rule, because they're sitting far apart. But in a small ensemble like this, where they play like a rock band, then we can go, hey, why don't we put the synthesizer riff on those two guys and let them go?
You've been doing pop rock for decades. Why did you decide to take a leap into the classical realm?
It doesn't seem like a leap to me. I grew up playing in orchestras. And I've also been playing with orchestras regularly, probably more shows than anything, for the last 10 years. So it feels like home to me.
It's a declining audience, isn't it? Classical music.
I don't think so. You know, there's some things about it. Yeah, you know, 40-minute pieces are tough for people to get their head around these days. And the symphony orchestra is hitting a lower point as far as funding and attendance, but this happens and it comes back and forth, and I feel strongly that it'll stick around.
So do you think that, are you helping?
Well, I try to help humbly. I mean, I think that what you're seeing right now for a pop musician is that we're asked to come play pops concerts to bring audience in that will hopefully follow up and come back and see Shostakovich the next night or something. But what I try to do is give them a little bit more of a thread to that. You know, just the composing of a piano concerto, and then, you know, I beg, basically. I tell the audiences, look, I'm expressing myself completely through a different form here. This form is done better by people who do it all the time. And if you liked that at all, you got to come back tomorrow night, or you got to come see Mahler or Beethoven, or come back and see something that'll blow your mind.
And throughout this whole thing, you were trying to move the pop closer to the classical, and weave a little classical into the pop as you went?
I suppose so. I mean, I'm always looking for a way of getting an idea out there that just doesn't bore me. Because, you know, even like a drum set drives me crazy. Like, I'm a drummer. That's my first thing. And just the idea that you know, it took a few years to come about a drum set. And then we just stopped, you know, like just there's the hi-hat, there's the snare, 2-4, and we do this thing. You know, when my band started in the 90s, Ben Folds 5, we didn't have guitar. It's just piano, bass, and drums. Really unusual. And I like that. It makes me happy. So this is, to me, is the same sort of thing. I think the classical rock hybrid story is good context for people to hear this record. But, you know, basically, if you throw a bunch of musicians in the room together and it's like, well, this is a classical ensemble, and try to do the most effective thing you can, you're going to have to invent something.
Take it easy, take it slow.
Ben Folds, his new album with the chamber ensemble Y Music is called So There. It's out on Friday. Ben Folds, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.